DeLeon from TheNexus.com, sitting here with Goldie Lowe at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. I just ran up on him, came in the studio, and guess what? Sitting in front of his Mac, putting it down with his G5. I got a couple questions I'm going to ask Goldie. It's the only time I can get the time with Goldie. It's probably at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Goldie, you here with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, see, everybody didn't think this was going to happen. It took a long time for us to put this together so we can get together. There were a few people in the middle of us. But now that we done merged together, so let's go and tell the people what we're going to do for the future. First thing on this interview, I want to ask you a little bit about your history, because a lot of people out there is wondering where Goldie come from. You know, what was the first time in your life when you ever produced some music?
First time I produced music was with Snoop on his records. And that was a shot he gave me. And he was thinking of a group and always hung around me. So he came at me with, let's do a group with you and Trady called the B-Siders. And I said, I'm down with it. Let's do it. You know, since then, we've just been making music, trying to get everything going. I became an E-Sider. And that's how I first got started.
Well, you know, a lot of young artists want to know how you even get introduced to Snoop, you know.
Growing up, we both in Long Beach, so, you know, I used to pop up at, you know, certain spots where he'd be, you know what I'm saying, and I had got at him one day, like, you know, I get down, and what's happening, he look out for me, and he kind of, like, brushed me off, but then I started doing music with his little brother, and I got tight with his little brother named Ben, Pretty Tony, so, since then, he kind of heard me get down, and he was like, man, I like how you get down. Get with you, we're gonna make some big things out.
So at that time, when he said that, did you believe him?
Yeah, I kind of believed him because we was always, you know, around each other, but I never really stepped to him, like, begging him, you know, help me out, and man, woo-woo. I never worried about stepping on nobody's toes to get to where I had to go, because I knew if he was gonna like me, give me a shot, he was gonna give it to me.
Remember that first shot that you had the chance to produce with Snoop? What was that about? What was that all like? What was it like for you?
Oh, it was crazy because I do beats, you know, so it was, you know, it was like 50 beats to choose from, and he chose my beat. So I was kind of shocked and stunned and happy, you know, that he even, you know, liked my beat. And ever since then, we just been riding. It was exciting to me.
So that's when, you know, the E-Siders came about, you, yeah. Trey D and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
So what was the first album y'all cut? What was the first song, basically?
The first song was G'd Up.
G'd Up.
Stay G'd Up. We traded and Snoop.
How'd that do in the market?
It went platinum.
Look, platinum?
It went platinum.
Let me ask you a question, because a lot of artists want to know how it feel right before you go platinum, man. Were you watching the numbers?
Oh, man. First time I heard it on the radio, I damn near cried. You know what I'm saying? Because where I come from, it's hard to try to make something right, make something happen. So when I first heard it on the radio, man, we threw a party.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
How long after that did it go platinum?
It took about 3 months after we did all the promotion for it and went around the world performing the song. It took about 3 months for it to hit platinum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, Goldie, you coming out with your new single now, and, you know, you merging with TheNexus.com. Now, I just want to tell you one thing, man. I'm not going to let you down. I know what you expect. Now, tell me what you expect from TheNexus.com.
Well, doing this music, I know it's hard work, so I know, you know, y'all doing y'all thing as a company to help me, and I'm doing my thing as an artist, independent, to try to, you know, make things connect. Sometimes you gotta start all over again and try to make things work. So I see the benefits and the hard work that TheNexus.com do. So I'm just gonna do my work. We're gonna go around the world like we always do and try to make this thing happen.
Absolutely. You know, I wanna talk a little bit about the internet. That's the way we're gonna actually distribute this music, you know. Traditionally, usually distributed through some of these, like, Southwest independent distributors, main distributors. But now we want to distribute music over the internet. How you feel about that?
That's big, because the internet is real big for children, for adults. You know, and that's the new way. It's the future. You know, that's the way we gotta, you know, do it. And, you know, I think that if we conquer that, that's just a big thing to do. Ain't nobody really done it yet, you know. So for Nexus and Goldie Lowe to get down, we're gonna make it happen. It's gonna be real big, and everybody, it's gonna be a blessing.
You know, the people were expecting for you to come out, you know, gangsta all up, you know, you to come out with a new twist. You know, let's explain that twist right now from the east side of days.
Well, the new twist is, it's me being business, a businessman now, in my business state of mind. You know, I was young back then, and, you know, I wasn't really focused on business, you know. So now, I got my eyes on all my business, and, you know, and that's something major for me right now.
Gonna be cool, you know. We're gonna launch this single. It's the 23rd, 4:30 a.m. in the morning. You know, by 9:00 a.m., people all over the world gonna be able to log on to Nexus.com. That's spelled Enexes.com, and get this new hot single. Just give the name to the single. What's the name of the single?
It's called The After Party.
The After Party. I listened to it. Nobody's heard it. We're gonna launch it at 9:00 a.m. It's gonna launch. Everybody just listen to this interview right here. I got a special interview with Goldie Lope of the Eastsiders. And right now I want to talk about some of the future goals of Goldie. You know, future record sales. What do you expect from Nexus.com's distribution channel?
Oh, man. I can see diamonds, man. I can see diamonds. You know, something worth more than platinum, because it's just going to be so big, man. How are we going to get out there and promote it to be big? We're gonna try hard. We're gonna work on artists to get it out there like that.
Here we go from the Nexus.com, the radio show at 5:00 in the morning. It is on the 23rd. From Dillion from the Nexus.com and Goldie Lope.
Yeah. Eastside. Nexus.com. Loped Out Records.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Worldwide distribution.
Yeah, real talk.
Soon. All you artists out there, we soon to see you at the front door.
Yeah.
If you not there, then you'll soon know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Internet.
We pushing them hummers.
TheNexus.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We out.